You know what? That was just a good old fashioned take you out behind the woodshed butt kicking that Ohio State gave us. They played extremely well. We did not. We weren't very good. So good teams can expose things, and they certainly did. So
you know, I think obviously they're a really good team, and they have some world class players, and you have to respect that. I think we did not play as best as we could have, and so I think going into this week, there's some changes that we'll make and we'll be better.
Yeah, last weekend definitely was a tough weekend for the Beavs, but I think we can just take it as a learning experience, if anything. We watched a lot of video. It definitely wasn't easy to watch, but I think we've learned a lot. We've seen our flaws and what we can work on. So I think for that, it'll help us move forward and we'll be a better team.
First of all, just getting the opportunity to play again. Like we talked, met with a group yesterday and just talked about, you know, you just have that feeling, that sick feeling in your stomach. You want to make up for that for your last time out. And I said, that's the beauty about our game. We're going to get an opportunity, and we're going to be at home. It's obviously we all love playing here. It's a beautiful facility, but you know we're going to have a challenge because Mankato's playing extremely well, and they're coming off a series where they played Wisconsin really close both nights. So it's certainly not going to be easier by any stretch of the imagination. But certainly anytime you play here at Sanford Center, it's that's always a plus, and I know our group's looking forward to it.
You hit me in the heart like a hammer, like a sledge, and you draw me off the edge, spinning round, trying to yell.
Bemidji State women's hockey looks to bounce back when they open up the 2021 home part of their season right here on the Beaver Radio Network.